The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, April the 5th, and Vera Massey is with us. Good to have you here,
good
Vera.
Good to be here.
University of Missouri Extension. Today we're going to talk about how important it is to tune in to our feelings and listen to that inner voice, right?
It's so important to take care of ourselves, to tune in, because most of the time we're on automatic pilot, and we go through reacting to things in life, which gives us sometimes different results than to be more responsive to life. And oftentimes, and to say how we're on automatic pilot, how many times have you been in the car and you don't even remember going by places because you were thinking about something else?
Right. You're doing one thing, but your mind is somewhere else.
Right.
That's not living in the present.
It's not living in the present.
We talk about that a lot on here. It's important to really get everything out of life. We've got to live in the present.
Yes, and most of the time, we're either living in the past or worrying about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And
we forget about today.
We forget about today.
And today comes only once.
That's right.
Today comes only once. It's gone. This minute is here. Only now. After that, it's gone and there's nothing we can do about it.
Oftentimes we find in life that we're not able to really truly experience life because we are caught up in the thoughts of the past, our worries of the future.
So how do we change that?
How do we change it? First is just to start tuning into your life. And that means some of the easiest ways to check in with what's going on is just be aware of what's happening in your body. And particularly when you find yourself in situations that could be stressful, things that have changed. And let's just use the example of being stuck in traffic, which happens many times. You know, we're stuck in traffic. There's usually not a lot you can do about it. But usually the first thing that starts happening is we start to tense up in the body. We may start to grip the steering wheel tighter. And that starts sort of this little chain reaction. Then many times we have thoughts. Oh my gosh, I should have left earlier. I'm going to be late. We start cranking up all of these thoughts from just this situation that occurred. And then those thoughts lead to feelings. So then it's like, oh, maybe we say, I can't believe how stupid I was to whatever. Or why did that person up ahead? What have they done? You know, people would just drive. And so it just creates all this
negative
drama
over
just the traffic's backed up. How do we know? What I try to do is think, you know, something, hopefully someone wasn't hurt, instead of creating all of these stories that, and usually they're negative things that we create. And then even after we get out of the traffic jam, those negative feelings kind of hang
with us.
And then sometimes we have to tell everybody about it, so we crank it up again. So tuning in to what happens within your body, your thoughts, feelings, gives you a chance to do something different. So really, I say tuning in, while as uncomfortable it could be if you've been on automatic pilot for the most part, it really gives you an opportunity to respond in a different way.
Okay. Let's say somebody listening to us right now, it's what, about 5 to 9 right now, somebody listening to us and they are driving along and they are stuck in traffic and they're starting to get irritated like you were describing. What do they do?
Well, there's a number of things you could do. For me, if you happen to have a radio, I might tune in to some nice music.
Well, wait a minute. Then you're telling them to turn off Radio Friends.
Oh, gosh, you're right. Keep listening. Keep listening. Sorry.
Keep listening. You've got the answers for us here. Okay.
It could be just taking a nice, deep breath. You know, the breath is something that's underutilized by most of us.
Yeah, just breathing.
I know. And you never leave home without it. That's what's so great.
And
it's always with you.
Take a deep breath. if you take that deep breath, all at once you can feel it, the energy, the oxygen going into your head, and you feel lighter already.
You do. And it's amazing. Maybe you want to take more than one deep breath. Mm-hmm. Typically, when we start stressing, we breathe very shallow and almost hyperventilating at times. So, yes, take a few deep breaths. People that I've had in my classes, when, you know, we learn from one another, when they're stuck in traffic, they may start thinking about people that they want to send some positive energy to. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone that's going to have a surgery or someone that's going through
and
a challenge.
Just think about that person and send those positive thoughts.
Yeah, send positive thoughts. You could start going through a list of everything you're grateful for. Wow, I am grateful that I had a car to get into today.
Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I have clean water to wash my hands and to drink.
Yeah.
And grateful that I have food on the table.
Right. So it's a matter of how we choose to use those thoughts. Are they going to be negative thoughts or positive thoughts?
Okay.
And those are things that are within our control, but we have to practice it. Because we go on automatic pilot, if we tend to react to life in negative ways through our thoughts, tensing of the body, that becomes just automatic. So you're really going to have to tune in and be conscious of what you're doing and practice doing something different.
See, I find myself, Vera, listening to you, I think of myself as being a positive person. But every once in a while, I become grouchy and cranky.
Well, sure.
And not very nice. And I know that sometimes I will allow myself to get into a negative cycle. Uh-huh. And I'm listening to what you're saying. If you allow yourself to get into that negative cycle, it just feeds off of itself.
And it's much harder to come out of it.
Yes, it is.
The sooner that you can tune in and go, Vera, don't go there, is what I say to myself sometimes.
Okay.
And so being aware is your first step to doing something different.
Okay, so if I start to get that way, I need to say, Paul, don't go there.
Well, don't go there, or Vera, think of all you have to be grateful for today.
Yeah, okay.
And so what we find is that when we are reactive to life, that not only generates those negative emotions, our blood pressure tends to go up, cortisol many times is released, and that doesn't always lead to healthier, happier life.
So we got to think, tune into ourselves and think positive. We're out of time, Vera. But can people sign up for a class on this?
I've got one actively going now. We had over 20 phone calls the last time.
Oh, yeah. The last time you were on, you said you had all lines were lit up at the same time.
Yes, sir. They were.
I'm glad to hear that. But if they want more information on any of this, what's the number to call?
They can call me at 445-9792.
Okay. Vera Massey, good to have you here, University Extension. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Judy Olson, Columbia Entertainment Company. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to watch this program or listen to it, again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends. Sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. It's free. Bye-bye.